yesterday I was looking at my Snapchat memories and I found something really interesting. Now, I don't go through my Snapchat too much, but I really like looking at the memories to see what I was up to about 3 years ago. So I found a picture of myself, and in the picture I was describing to my friend how I was doing. I wasn't doing too well. No surprise there. 3 years ago was a big mess. But apparently I had a panic attack the night before. I had sent that to her. And that got me thinking, what was that panic attack from? So I started doing some digging, and then I remembered. Oh my gosh. My beliefs that I conditioned myself to believe about how my body looked, how other people perceived me, sent me down into a spiral that became so bad, it gave me a panic attack. So let's rewind to prior to this picture. So on that day, the day of the panic attack, I woke up like every other normal day. I was pretty excited because I was going to go see my boyfriend at the time. But anyway, we had a nice day. We went on the boat, hung out outside. I didn't think about my appearance. Things were going well. But then we get in the car after the boat and we get kind of hungry. And at this point, I looked in the mirror. My hair was a mess. There was sand all over me. And I just looked like I had kind of jumped in the water and then not done anything about my hair, which I did, you know, but it's okay because I was having fun. But when I looked at myself in the mirror, I felt horrible because I thought I looked horrible. So we go to this quick food place, not like one of those ones where you sit down, but just where you go up and like get the food. You know what I mean? I felt so insecure. Even just walking into a place with just a few people, I was just praying I did not see anyone I knew there because I thought I looked disgusting. Unfortunately, I walk in the door and lo and behold, I see two girls who I was so jealous of. They had the exact body I wanted. And all of a sudden, the story I kept repeating in my mind came up. Everyone is judging you because you look so ugly. You shouldn't even be seen in public. You look so bad. Why don't you look like those girls? Why don't you look like them? Just swirling around in my head, these thoughts were roaming around, these beliefs that I had conditioned myself to believe. So I went to go order my food, tried to put it out of my mind. It was not going out of my mind. And after I got my food, I started walking out and something kind of switched in my brain. It was like all of a sudden the noise of the world stopped and it was just my thoughts screaming at me. You aren't good enough. Your body looks bad. You look disgusting. The story I kept telling myself was destroying me. So I opened the car door, a bit startled by my own thoughts, and we start driving to my house to eat the food. The thoughts are still going. I'm zoned out. I cannot really hear what is going on around me. My heart starts beating so fast, and I start getting really anxious. And here I am now saying in my head, why are you getting anxious? Like, there's no reason. You're so annoying. You're so stupid. Just repeating all of these horrible words. And I was so hungry before getting the food. I couldn't even open my mouth to speak, let alone to eat. So we get to my house, go upstairs, and I try opening the container of the food, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't eat the food. I was still freaking out. My heart was racing, and things kind of started seeming like they were closing in on me. And then before I knew it, I was having trouble breathing and then had a panic attack. So I'll spare you the details of what a panic attack feels like if you haven't experienced it before, because it's not fun, as you can imagine. But the issue is, it's not like this was triggered by any external influence. This was solely from my beliefs in that moment. The story I told myself, that's what caused this panic attack. The story I made up in my mind of people looking at me and me not being good enough. If I would have changed my thoughts and instead of thinking I wasn't good enough, I could just think, oh, I'm not having a great hair day. But that's okay. My appearance isn't everything. If I would have just thought that, I would have never gone down this path, and my night wouldn't be ruined, nor would the weeks after I you know, after this panic attack, that I really spent in a lot of insecure thoughts. So if your beliefs about yourself and your life are negative, they're constantly going to limit you. So whenever you get promoted at a job or get in a new relationship, the beliefs that you conditioned in your head are going to limit you, even if they're not true, which, let's be honest, most of the time they're not, you know. So whatever you do, wherever you go, there's really going to be no escape. They'll constantly just, you know, sneak their way in and try to destroy you. But I've learned that this is only if you let them. So there's a way to stop this, you know, and you're able to control what's going on in your mind. You're able to put the reins on your thoughts. And that's called changing your story that you're telling yourself. You know, think about it. Whenever you get to another level in your life, are your beliefs constantly bringing you back down? Because I felt this for a while. Or maybe you can't even get to the next level in your life because your beliefs just like won't allow you to. You know, anytime maybe a relationship would be good for you, you're like, oh, nope, I'm not getting, nope, I can't do it. And your beliefs will tell you you're not good enough to be in a relationship, you can't do it. You know what I mean? We've all had that, right? About, you know, one thing or another. But if this story that you're telling yourself is holding you back, you know, you got to change it if you really do want to create a life that you love. So now the question is, what can you do about it? Because I know I've been going on for quite a bit about, you know, how your beliefs can create and destroy. So the first step, becoming aware with what you speak over yourself. So write down when you can, you know, what beliefs you have about yourself. Maybe take a day and just say, okay, today I'm going to focus on hearing all the negative stuff I say to myself. Maybe you're not saying out loud, but you're thinking, you know, and anytime you have that, you're just going to write it down. Okay. You don't have to do anything about it yet. Just write it down. So I did this seminar a few years ago and one of the tasks was to write all your limiting beliefs down that you have about yourself, your life, whatever. Because the issue is sometimes we're so conditioned to just say these words or think these thoughts that we don't even know what we're saying. They just happen. It's kind of like, you know, you're a bit drunk or something like that and you don't know what you're saying. These words are just coming out. You have no recollection. It's kind of like that. You've conditioned your mind so much to just look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, you're ugly, that you don't even recognize yourself saying that. So become aware of them, you know, write them out. And then once you do write them out, you must change the negative words. So an example I did in this seminar, I had a thing of always saying you can't do anything right. So I would repeat in my head, you can't do anything right, you can't do, like all the time, okay? And then what I changed it to be was, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Something along the lines of that, or I can do anything I put my mind to. Just something to really encourage me and not bring me down like the words I once said. Another thing I said, I always used to say I'm not good enough. So I'm actually looking at my workbook right now for this seminar that I did. But the new belief was, you are beautiful, strong, a powerful communicator, and you will do amazing things. So that's just a little example. But once I changed every phrase, and there were quite a few, but the phrases that were most commonly used, then I started putting it into practice, okay? So it might not be like the exact word for word, but it's pretty similar. So I started writing these positive phrases on sticky notes around my room. I put them on my phone, in my calendar, just anywhere I looked very often. And this has been a game changer for me. By changing these phrases, writing them out, practicing, saying them, now if I do something or think bad about myself, I instantly change it to be more neutral or positive. So a great example of this. The other day I was walking in the gym. It was like 6 a.m. I was incredibly tired. Let's just say I didn't get the best sleep. You know those nights where like you don't feel like you slept a wink. Like you keep waking up and you're like, did I even sleep last night? Like, I don't know. It was just such light sleep. But anyway, I digressed. I walk into the locker room at like 6 a.m. and I look in the mirror and I'm like, wow, you look disgusting. your hair is frizzy, you got bags under your eyes, and I got those, like, flyaway things, you know, on your hair where everything's just, like, you know, it's not slicked back, and I was just like, oh, gosh. So I was criticizing myself a lot, and then I quickly changed that, and I was like, wait a minute, what did we just say here? What did we just say? And I was like, no, you don't look horrible, Adriana. You just look a little tired, you know, just a little tired. And then I said to myself, what does it matter anyway? You know, your friends aren't even going to care. And aren't you here to work out, to be stronger and healthier, not focus on your appearance? Now, what I didn't do here was I didn't overly hype myself up. I mean, you could do that, but in some instances, I think that being neutral is just the best idea, because sometimes when you're too overly positive, you're not going to believe it, and you're like, no, that's stupid. Like, I clearly do not look full of energy right now. I have bags under my eyes. Like, I'm not going to believe that. So that's why in, like, these circumstances, I just kind of say, like, okay, you know, you look tired, but you don't look horrible, using a neutral statement instead of a negative, at least. And sometimes when I think about my future, start to get worried, I might start saying, oh, you'll never be successful enough. So I rephrase that and say, if you have that attitude, you won't. But if you keep putting in the work and trusting in God's plan, you can become successful. So you see how you can kind of change that to make it neutral or positive? And once you start changing these beliefs, then your overall story about your life is going to change. So my story about what I used to tell myself used to be, I'll never be good enough to be successful, I won't find a long-lasting relationship, I look horrible, and will never be confident to do the things I want. As long as I kept this story, my life just kept heading down this path. I'd always find myself in circumstances that weren't great, or, you know, toxic friendships, problems that were amplified. Whenever I had these beliefs, it just destroyed my life. And I'm not saying that my life is easy now that I've changed the story for myself, but I am saying it's more enjoyable. You know, even the hard times, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. So now my story is, I know my worth in God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He can give me the wisdom, the strength to be successful and cultivate the confidence and ultimately create a life I love. So something along the lines of that. I've journaled quite a few pages of the story I tell myself, and it's super beneficial. Just telling yourself about the story in your life and, you know, why you can be successful, why you can create the life you love, whatever that means for you. So if you take one thing away from this, it's that your beliefs have the power to create and destroy. Well, I guess that one thing was the entire topic of this episode. So I really hope you got something out of it. But take action and think about, you know, what are your beliefs? What beliefs are holding you back? Write them down and then change them to be more neutral or more positive. Start changing the limiting story that you keep telling yourself. And that's when you'll truly be able to get out of the cycle of just getting in a rut and limiting yourself. And that's when you'll be able to create a life that you love.
If you enjoyed what we talked about today, then be sure to share with a friend and stay tuned for upcoming episodes on how to create the life that you love.